All right, we're holding at the bottom of Ninzai. I already started it. We're holding at the bottom of Ninzai Number Bays, last line. So to recap, we're in the middle of a discussion. Our Mishnah had started talking about the idea of chilufim and gedulim. Well, in particular, we're focusing on gedulim, where something you made something also by to yourself by a neder, by a koinam, and we're saying that the gedulim, what grows from it, also is also. So that brought us into a discussion of the whole business about whether the gedulim, whether in a case where the ikur has a certain status, whether the gedulim can have a different status. So again, we talked according to the Ram, the possibility that maybe the gedulim can be mevatel the original iser, or according to the Rosh, that we knew as a given that the gedulim are mutter anyway. According to both of them, the question is whether it can be mevatel. But the question is either can it be mevatel and everything is mutter, or according to the Ram, is it would we say everything remains also, or according to the Rosh would we say the core remains also and the gedulim remain mutter. So we went back and forth. In particular, we were talking about the question of Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama, about a case involving an onion that grew during Shemitah and then he replanted it after Shemitah. So we still haven't come to a conclusion yet. We went pro and con so far. We still haven't come to a conclusion yet because the proofs that we had for it. On the one hand, we had one attempted proof, but it contradicts two other statements of Amoraim. We had another attempted proof, but that was Lakula and this is Lachumra, or the other way around. Not Lachumra. We're trying to argue with Lakula. So to continue, Elamin Hada. So no, rather we can prove it from the following Braisa, the Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer. Called up a shiyash the matirin, anything, any iser where there's a heter for it, to get tevel or maisesheni behektish v'chadosh, for example, tevel, where you're able, tevel meaning, for example, where it got mixed in with cholin, it's yeshle matirin, because you can figure out how much tevel got mixed in and take out and go find. You can't take out of that actual mixture because you don't know there's a grain that you're taking out of the mixture, whether you're going to end up taking grain or what have you that's chayav potter, but you take some other grain which you know is still chayav meiser. You figure out 10 pounds of tevel fell in over here among the chulin. So you take, so you figure out on that basis, okay, so you take from other grain, you take whatever it would be, one fifth of a pound for truma, 1 pound for maaser, etc. So that's davar sheyesh lamatirin. Umaaser sheni, same idea, maaser sheni, there is, it's davar sheyesh lamatirin because you can redeem it. Some of the farshim also talk about the idea it may be considered davar sheyesh lamatirin because you're able to take it to your shalayim and eat it. But the other Rishonim counter that's not really considered davar sheyesh lamatirin because there's a fair amount of tircha involved taking it to Yerushalayim. Kediya, you can do anything. That's one way of looking at it. Davar sheyesh lamatirin is when there's at least not a major tircha involved. Otherwise, I mean, there's lots of Yisurim that theoretically could have a heter. But the hektish, same idea. You can be part of it. V'chadosh. Where there's a heter for it because eventually the omer will be brought in the time of the mikdash, or nowadays the zayin nisim will pass and then you'll be mutter to eat it. So all those things are davar sheyesh lamatirin. Lo nosnibam chachamim shir. So the chachamim did not give a shir for all those things as far as bittul because as we've talked about a couple of times already, davar sheyesh lamatirin there is no bittul. For the various reasons that we've talked about so far, either Rashi's idea that instead of eating it, bittul, better you should just wait until it's mutter and eat it then without having any problems, or the Ram's idea that it's because when it's davar sheyesh lamatirin, then when it gets mixed with the same kind of min, then it's more like min b'minoy, it's more like two of the same kind of thing, because the fact that it has a heter makes it more similar to the other heter that it got mixed up with, and therefore it's not possible. In the case of tevel, actually, the Gemara mentions the Ran refers over here to a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that gives another reason for tevel why the logic is to say that tevel should not be bottled. The reason is because basically, you have a number of things that have to be taken out of tevel to make it mutter to eat, but the first and most important is truma. And truma minatur, there's no shear for it. Chitachas pateras zakri. You can give one grain of wheat out of a whole stack of grain, and the whole thing is potter now from truma. So therefore, by the same logic, when it comes, so therefore we see that one grain out of a whole pile can be considered truma. Therefore, the reverse is also true. When you have one grain of tevel mixed into a whole pile, it would make it also. So all those things, there's no shear. On the other hand, but anything where there's no heter for it, truma's meiser, Chalav, Orla, Kalaya, Kerim, all those things. Now, in theory, some of the things on this list, Truma and Truma's Meiser and Chala, in theory, there is a heter for them. Namely, to be Matur Neder. You chose a certain part of the grain to be Truma. You could always go and be Matur Neder on it. That's the Gemara is going to deal with later on in Tessamad Aleph, why we don't say that. But for now, let's just take it as a given that there's no heter for them. And as far as Orla, the tree itself will eventually be mutter after 3 years, but the fruit that grew during the 3 years remains also forever. Kalaya Kerem, same thing. Nostamem, Chachamim Shir. So for all those things, the Chachamim gave a shear of how much you need for bittul for them. So Truma and Truma's Meiser and Chala, the shear is 1 in 100. Orla and Kalaya Kerem, it's 1 in 200. And most, yeah, that's it. Truma, Truma's Meiser, there's no brittle for it. So Truma and Truma's Meiser, which can only be eaten by a Kohen when he's Tahor, Orlo, which is also to everybody, and Talai Kerem, which is also to everybody. So all those things is a shiur for being a vassal then. That was Reb Shimon's rule. Omrullah, so Chacham told him, Vala Shviyas Ein Lamatirin, what about Shemitah? There's no heter for it. Anything that grew during Shemitah, the dinim of Shemitah apply to it forever. And for that matter, actually, there are, I mean, we didn't really talk about it yesterday, but there is also, you know, when we're talking about over here about these onions growing during Shemitah, et cetera, there's two different considerations. Number one, there's the matter of beer, that eventually there's going to come the shasa beer, eventually there's going to come the time when onions are not available in the fields anymore, and at that point you have to get rid of the ones that you have. Number two, bechlal, is the idea that sometimes they might be also to begin with. Midrabanan is a concept, we've talked about it before, that the svichin, stuff that grew, vegetables or grain or whatever that grew wild during Shemitah, midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat them in the first place because the people would plant them and pretend like they just grew on their own. We talked about that a week or two ago, yeah. We've talked about it here and there, yeah. So Shviyas, there's no matirin for either of these two things, and yet the lenostam chachamim shir, and yet we find the chachamim did not give a shir for how much you need to be mevatalit, implying it's never bottle. And we know that the Tnan, because the Mishnah says a Shviyas Aseres Kol Shehu B'mina, that Shviyas asers when it's mixed in with its own species, it asers regardless of the amount. Shaloi B'mina, you can still apply the usual rule, but in time, you see whether it's enough to give a flavor into the mixture, so usually 1 in 50. But when it's B'mina, we say it's not bottle at all. This the Tnan, by the way, the Tnan is not actually part of the Braisa. The Rosh explains, the Gemara is interjecting. Within the Braisa, when the Chachamim say to Reb Shimon, the Chachamim did not give a shiur for it, so Reb Shimon would understand what they're referring to. We wouldn't. Therefore, the Gemara had to interject to explain what Mishnah we're talking about. Anyway, so you see that Shmita, so even though Shmita is a Dava She'en Lamatir, and there's still no shear for being Mavatalit. So how can you tell me the general rule is anything that Yesh Lamatir versus anything that Ein Lamatir? How do you explain that exception? Amar Lahen. So he tells them, actually, there's a difference. Afani lo emarti, you're right. When I'm giving my rule, or the Ran's Girsay is afheim lo emru, the Chachamim, when they said this rule, are only talking el beer, only as far as the din of beer. Avalachila benois in town. Well, one second. Avalachila, but as far as eating them benois in town. Then we apply the usual rule that you figure out whether it's 1 in 60, namely like this. You think about it, onions, so there comes a certain point when you have to do the beer of onions. Up until that, again, we talked about what beer is, that there comes a point when there's no more, for any kind of produce, there comes a point when there's no more of it available in the field, and the rule is, once there's no more available of it for wild animals in the field, then you have to get rid of whatever you have of it in your house. The Rambam holds it means you actually have to destroy it. Most other Rishonim say that it just means you have to make it hechter, and afterwards you can be zochen it again. But whatever, that's not relevant over here. But the point is, up until so whatever the time of beer is, let's say the time for beer for onions is Hanukkah time or the following year. I don't know whether it is or not, but whatever. Up until that point, you can eat beer. If you have a mixture of shviyas onions with regular onions, you can eat them. You have no problem. That's called as far as labir. So when we say that Shviyas Aseres B'chol Shehu, what it means is you're going to have to make sure to get rid of this mixture to eat it all before the beer time. That's not a matter of, so therefore it is kind of a Dabar Shiesh L'Matirin.
Because you have the option to eat it before the beer time comes. But when it comes to actually eating it, if it got mixed up, after the time of the beer, that's taka benoisim tam. Given that you're right, at that point there is no, it's not a davar she'yesh matur anymore. It's already after the time of the year. Fine. Then I agree, taka, that it goes according to benoisim tam, that it can be bottle in 60 like most people.
Up to the beer,
we would say that it's considered davar she'yesh matur because you have the option of eating it the heter, but not after. Okay, so what?
After the beer.
Right. Okay, so what do we see? So what do we see from this? So we see then that we're saying that we're saying shvius is seref b'chol shuvamina. That shvius after is when it's mixed in the same species. Well, by the same logic, therefore, that should mean that. So what are we saying, therefore, if you took a Schmitter onion and replanted it, then it is going to be also, because then it is going to be also, we're saying. The Gedulim do not follow, the Gedulim do not follow the Iker. What we're saying is like this. Reb Shimon and the Chachamim are not talking about a case where an onion is growing further. They're talking about a case where it's getting mixed in. Still, the point remains that we're saying that up to the time of beer, the one is not mavatul the other. The Isser still retains its status as Isser, and Abarabe asters everything else that goes along with it. Therefore, we should say over here that going back to our original question, then the gedulim, what grows after Shemitah, are not considered like the Iker. So to answer Yishmael's Kayama's original question, the answer should be that yes, if you take a Shemitah onion and replant it and it grows much larger, then yes, that part that grew afterwards should be able to, according to the Ram, should be able to mila the Isser part. It should be able to say that it's bottle and now the whole thing is mutter. Or according to the Rosh, we might say the original part remains author and the growth remain mutter. But we see that they retain their separate status.
So we knew that already.
No, but that's what we're trying to prove. We didn't. Rabbi Yishmael Ishkayama had his question about that. Do we say that the Gedulim are, again, according to the Ram, do we say that since the original core is also, therefore the Gedulim are also? Or do we say that the Gedulim, on the contrary, do we say that the Gedulim are Mutter, and therefore they can be Milo the Isser?
And based on this?
So based on this, it seems that the Gedulim and the Gedulim have a separate status than the Iker.
He's telling them that there's a difference
between before beer and after beer.
We're not talking about gedulim, but it's the same principle though.
It's the same principle that when it comes to beer, what are we saying? One possibility is we are talking over there about a case where it's mixed up, but the same principle would apply if it grew further. We would still say that the gedulim overwhelm and are mevatel the Iker. Because what did he say? He gave a general rule. He said that anything Dabar She'esh L'Maturin is not bottle. Anything that Dabar She'ein L'Maturin is bottle.
Right.
Shvius we're establishing is in a certain sense is Dabar She'ein L'Maturin.
Right.
And we're saying that it can be bottle. Do you see that the Gedulim are able to be Mevatel the Iker? Are able to be mevatel the ikur, because that's what we're saying. When we look at Shvius as something that Dabar She'ein L'Maturin, because it remains author, it has Gusha Shvius forever, and after the time of beer you would be author to eat it, then we're saying that no, we don't do that, we say that we can be mevatelot. So therefore we see that the concept of bittul works. So we see, in the case of the onion that grew, then the same thing, the growth of after Shmita should be mevatel, the original onion that was author. problem with that is, the problem with that proof, but Dilma Hanami Lachumra Shiny. So maybe you could say again that there is a difference between Lachumra and Lakola. That's a similar answer to what we said yesterday at the end of yesterday's Gemara, that there can be a difference between whether you're trying to prove a case where we're going to be machmir, and say that the gedulim are that and say that the gedulim are going to be combined together with the ikar and all of it is going to be chayiv and beer. Whereas in Yishmael's case, you have the other way around. He would want to say that the gedulim, you want to say, are mutter. And that they drag along the ikar with them, whatever. So again, you have a difference between the chumra and the kola. Now, so the Rana asks, so if the Gemara ends up with the same answer, that if the chumra and the kola are different, why did they even bother bringing in this case? We know, obviously, then, that it's going to be the same answer. The reason is because in this case, we actually have to apply two chumras. One is that we consider it like a davar sheyesh lematirin, that the idea that insofar as up to the time of beer we should consider it davar sheyesh lematirin. That's a chumra in itself. The idea that we should say it's considered davar sheyesh lematirin because you're able to eat it before beer.
If we didn't say that,
then that's what Reb Shimon is saying. Reb Shimon is saying that before the time of beer we're considering it davar sheyesh lematirin. The gedulim are not mutter. They remain also along with the core of the onion, or again if it got mixed up with other onions, same idea, whatever. Number one, the fact that we're considering it a javar sheyesh lematirin until the time of beer is a chumra. Because we didn't have to say that. We could have argued that ultimately shviyas is javar sheyesh lematirin because ultimately it has kedushas shviyas forever. This that we're arguing, this Shimon is arguing that no, there's a difference between before beer and after beer, that up until the time of beer we consider it davar sheyesh lematirin, that's one level of chumra. And number two is the second level of chumra is the idea that we're saying that the gedulim should be offered. So you might have thought. So that's the point. In other words, the Gemara brought in this brisa. The Gemara brought in this brisa because it thought, you know what? You wanted to argue before there's a difference between the chumra, the case that we had yesterday, that we had onions, that the onions that were meiser, and then you replanted them, where you said that afterwards the growth are chayiv and meiser all over again, and even the core, and according to the Rani, even the core becomes chayiv and meiser again. We argue that's the chumra. Fine, but that's only one chumra. We're arguing basically to be on the safe side. We're going to consider the whole thing to be chayiv in ma'aser, even though theoretically there's a part of it that is already possible for ma'aser. Here, in order to say that the additional layers of the onion are going to be also after beer, meaning therefore that you have to eat them before beer, that requires applying two chumras. One, the whole concept that we say that the fact that you have the option of eating them until beer makes it davar sheyesh lematirin. And number two, the idea that the growth should be considered to follow the status of the core that comes from Shemitah. The Gemara was thinking to say that maybe you're not going to say those two chumras. Maybe if we're seeing that we don't go so far as to apply two chumras like that. If we see therefore that in that case the growths are considered like the ikar, gedulim are like ikar, even when we have to apply two chumras to it, then that would mean then we should it means we apply it across the board, whether it's the chumra or the kola.
We had just one.
That's the argument we said yesterday, where we had a case where it's only one chumra, where you have an onion where the core of it is not chayiv and meiser, and we're saying the gedulin are chayiv and meiser, and we're saying that the core drags along the gedulin with it and makes it all chayiv, or the other way around, the gedulin drag the core along with them and make it all chayiv and meiser. That's one chumra. So there we could have argued there's a difference of a chumra versus a kola. We would say that the gedulin are not like the ikar when it comes to a chumra. And we would say that they are like the ikar if saying the other way around would lead to a kula, namely in the case of the seventh of the Shemitah onion that was replanted in the eighth year. Now we're arguing something else, the Ram says. Now we're arguing we have a case where in order to apply this rule we need to apply two chumras. Once the Gemara thought to say that we're not that 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 if, we wouldn't just say, we wouldn't only say that we're going to do this where we have to apply two chumras to make it happen. Obviously, it must mean that it's something that applies across the board, whether the kula or the chumra. That we would always say that the gedulim and the ikr go together. If the gedulim are mutter, then the ikr becomes mutter with them. And just like we're saying that if the ikr is also, then the gedulim go along with it. And the Gemara is answering that no, still you could argue there's the chumra versus the kula. Yes, even if you have to go so far as to say to apply two chumras to make this din happen, nevertheless you can't prove that that means that you could equally well apply the kula. Okay. So that's the dumah nami the chumra shiny. Maybe here also it's different when it's the chumra. Elamin hada pashta. No, rather let's try answering Yishmael's original question from the following, from a Mishnah. Onions that rain fell on them. This is we're talking about onions that originally grew in the sixth year of Shemitah, so the year before Shemitah. They're regular onions. Now rain fell on them during Shemitah. Most Mepharshim say that it doesn't mean he replanted them per se, just that he left them sitting on the ground. He let them, left them sitting outside, and rain fell on them, and they seem to have started growing some more.
Growing some more.
Uh-huh. So they did grow during Shemitah, but not necessarily with him planting it.
Uh-huh.
Just because of the rain. There are Mepharshim who talk about that. Actually, it means that you actually really did replant them. Anyway, they grew. How do you tell whether they actually grew whether their growth had anything to do with the land? Which, if that were the case, it would make them author as gedulah shvius. It would give them kedushas shvius. Im hoyu olin shalahem shchorim. So if the leaves of them are black, now shchorim doesn't literally mean black; it just means dark colored. The leaves of most plants become pale when the plant is drying out. When the plant is fresh, then they're darker. They're a darker green. That's what we mean here by shchorim. If the leaves of the onion become darker green, asurim, then they're osur. And there's different explanations over here. Whether we're talking about that then only the leaves will be osur, or does it mean that the onion as a whole therefore will now have kedushas shvius? And now we're osur again. You know, are we talking osur either from the problem of svichim or that it has kedushas shvius, whichever. But if they became pale, then they're mutter. Because then, obviously, okay, the onion did physically grow larger, but then obviously it's not because of that it's getting nourishment from the ground and that the rain nourished it, because then the leaves would have become dark colored. Rather, it means that the onion has its own internal moisture that's still helping it grow. And then if the leaves are pale. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says here's a different way to look at it. If the leaves are strong enough that you would be able to pull out the onion from the ground using the leaves, asurin, then they're osur, because then again it shows that they actually grew during Shemitah, because otherwise the leaves wouldn't be strong enough to pull it out, they'd be crumbly. And therefore, by implication, if you can't pull it out by the leaves, if the leaves are weak enough, you can't pull it out by them, then it would be mutter. Ukenegdon lemitzoy shviyis. And now this was all talking about where you had an onion that grew during the sixth year, and then rain fell on it in Shemitah, and we're talking about whether it's also or not. Ukenegdon lemitzoy shviyis mutarin. The parallel case, if it was the other way around, if the onion grew during Shemitah and now rain is falling on it on Motzei Shemitah in the eighth year, and the leaves turn dark, etc., then it would be mutter. The memory of the gedulei hetzer malan es eser. So what do we see from that? If you have a case over there, that this seems to be exactly parallel to Yishmael the Shfarayama's case. You have that the what grew during the year after Shemitah is able to override and overwhelm the original part that grew during Shemitah, because that's what the last part of the Braita is saying.
That shows that.
And that shows, to answer his original question, that it would be mutter. Again, according to the Rambam's way of looking at it, it would mean that not that, that the gedulim therefore are able to be mevato the original core, and the whole thing becomes mutter. According to the Rosh, we might argue that the original core still has kedushas shviyas, but the growth, the layers that grew afterwards are mutter. But whatever it is, or we might argue, even according to him, it means it's mevatel. Malin is the yisur. It's mevatel the yisur. So that would answer the question. So again, according to the Ran, the original question was, do we say that the growth overwhelmed the core, and therefore everything is mutter, or do we say the other way around, that the core overwhelmed the growth, therefore it's aser? And according to the Rosh, the question was never whether everything is aser. The question is only, are the growths mutter and the core aser, or is everything mutter? Seems from this, we say that everything is mutter. That's what it means, mutter. Gemara says, oh no, not necessarily. No, because we could, what about, we could be talking about where you did one thing before you put the onion on the ground over there. You crushed it. Now, not crushed it like you do to eat it, let's say, but a little bit. Like you cut it up a little bit. Apparently,
the onion.
Yeah. The idea is onions and in general, a lot of root vegetables like this. You don't need a complete bulb in order to grow a new plant from it. Potatoes also like that. For example, you cut out an eye from a potato and you plant it, and a whole new potato plant will grow from it. So the idea is therefore. Now, the idea is therefore, if you actually went and crushed and cut up this onion and only then planted it or put it on the ground or whatever, then we would argue that's different. Then the gedulim are much less connected to the original core. So then you're going to say there's much less of a connection between then there's much less reason to say that the core should be chashuv enough to overwhelm the gedulim, but only in that case. Not necessarily in the case where you planted it. Not necessarily in the case where you planted a whole onion, which is what Yishmael was talking about. This meduchanim with a couple of other possible explanations. If the Rosh says rather that it doesn't mean you actually crushed the onion, just means that you mixed together the original onion with others. Oh no, actually, no, he doesn't say that. He says shadochan ve'irin yachad hagdolim va'ikir. No, he does say that you mix together hagdolim va'ikir. No, he says pretty much the same thing, that you mashed them all up together, the original core of the onion and the growth. There's somebody else who says, or maybe it's a different girsay in the Rosh, that says that it means that actually you just mixed them up. You had some onions of shmita and mixed them up with a whole bunch of others, and now you can't tell which are the original ones. And then a third possibility is that the Gersa is not meruchan with a dalad, but meruchanin with a resh. The Ravid holds that way, for example. Meruchanin means bent over. Meaning that he explains it, but it means that what you did is before you planted the onion, you like took the end of it, the stalk of it, and bent it down to make it weaker, so that you're showing, in other words, you don't really want to replant it. If it ends up growing, it ends up growing, but you're not trying to make it grow any further. So then you could argue that the gedulim, then by doing that, you're effectively trying to be mevatel, the original core, therefore you could argue maybe the gedulim don't follow it. That wouldn't necessarily prove, well, you didn't do that. If you actually wanted it to grow bigger, maybe then the gedulim are considered, they follow the ikker, and if the ikker has kedusha shviyas, then so does the gedulim. So you still don't have a proof yet. Elo min hada. So no, let's try the following, right, so the Tanya. Hamenakesh imakus v'chosiyos. If somebody is reading, the basic meaning of menakesh is reading, but here we're not talking about reading as in pulling out weeds. It really means like picking off the extra leaves or the extra plants that are growing. Sometimes you plant a crop, and then afterwards it's growing to the plants are growing too crowded together, so you pull out the weaker ones from in between to give the stronger ones more room to grow. That's menakesh. So if you're doing that together with a kusi, b'chosiyos. Chosiyos is a family of plants that includes onions and garlic and various other plants in that kind of category. Steinsaltz, I think, explains why the word chosiyos means that. The word chosiyos comes from a word that means covered. I'll cover myself in the shadow of your wings. So therefore, it refers to plants where they have an underground bulb that they grow out, that they grow from, which includes onions and garlic and various other plants of that type. So you're working with this kusi. I'm pulling out the weaker plants with chosiyas. Oichomen achilas arai. You're allowed to, as you're working, you're allowed to eat a snack from them. Now, there is a din. We talked briefly about it a week or two ago, and the main place where the Gemara talks about it is in Bava Metzia, that a worker has a right minatera to eat on the job. That's not actually what we're talking about over here, because the Gemara specifically says over there that does not apply. The worker does not have a right to eat on the job when the work that he's doing is nikush, when the work that he's doing involves pulling out the weaker plants. Because there's rules based on the way the Torah phrases the mitzvah over there. We learn various things. It has to be that the work you're doing is something that where it's not yet chayiv and meiser, but where you're working with the goof of with the actual produce itself, not just with something else and on the side, whatever. So we're not talking about that, but we're talking about as a practical matter. When else would you be eating from a kusi, only if you're working with him, you made up that you're going to be able to eat. So you're allowed to eat from them a snack. Now, what's the point of that? The point is, that Dan said, in theory, what might have happened is they might have been tevel, and the kusi went and planted them before taking shroma and maizer from the original onions or garlic or whatever that he planted. We're not concerned about that possibility, even though it is true that kusim are careless about truma and maaser when it comes to things that they sell or don't eat themselves. But in this case, since truma and maaser of vegetables is only dirabanan anyway, then we're not worried about that possibility. So you're allowed to eat a snack from them, because they're not yet chayv and maaser, or ma'asra and vadai, and though when it comes to if you're going to be eating them not as a snack but as an actual meal when they're chayiv and maaser, then you take maaser from them as if they're completely chayiv in it. Because again, since it's kusi over here, unlike if it was a chavur, you wouldn't have to worry at all. He would for sure have taken truma and maaser before he allowed you to eat from it. If it's an amaoretz, he would have at least taken truma. If it's kusi, nothing. So therefore, you have to assume that truma and maaser was not taken at all. And so that part of the braisa is not really relevant to our discussion, but the next part is. If the situation is that you're working together with a Yisrael who is suspected of planting during Shemitah, or not during Shemitah actually, because not during Shemitah now, this is already in the eighth year, but this person is suspect of, or not even suspect of, we know for sure that he takes Shemitah fruit and replants it in the eighth year, which is also to do. Nevertheless, on Motzei Shviyas, you're allowed to eat that when you're picking out these plants during the eighth year, you're allowed to eat them as you're going through the field and picking out the weaker ones.
Is it a suspect? We don't
Not that. So the Rambam gives two possibilities. One is he quotes from Acherim who say that it's only when we know for sure that the part that grew during the eighth year is more than what originally grew during the seventh year. The Rambam himself says you don't even need that. As long as we can assume that what grew afterwards is larger than what grew during Shemitah, and therefore you'll be allowed to eat it. So there, yeah,
it cancels
out. L'memra d'gedulei heter malan eseser. So there you see that that part that grew during Heter, during the eighth year, it cancels out the part that's also from the seventh year.
And it's not a matter of proportion.
Well, according to the Ran, the point is we can assume that it's proportional. According to the Acherim that he quotes, you would have to know for sure that it is. But whatever, the point is, you have more Heter than Eser, by assumption, or
because
you have more Heter. Well, that's what we've been talking about all this time, yeah. However, the Gemara says, the Dilma B'Dava Shazare Kola. Fine, but maybe that's only talking about the kind of plants where the original seed rots on the ground. So maybe we're talking about plants like wheat and grains and vegetables and whatnot, where the original seed rots and no longer exists. Only then, and we learned back in our Mishnah that there's a difference in that case. Then we say the gedulim are mutter in the case of nedarim. Maybe you could argue only then. How do we know that he's saying that in a case of an onion where it keeps on growing larger and larger, that you're going to say the original core that even though the original core was shmita, nevertheless you're going to say that the larger part that grows afterwards is mevatelet. How do we know? That's what we're asking. The answer is Hatanya, because we learn because the Braise said started off talking about that we're talking about a case of Chasiyos, this family of plants, and Tanya Hatanya, we learn in the Braise, Elohen Chasiyos, what exactly are Chasiyos? We're in a Luf Hashum Vahabatoli. For example, Luf is a plant also from the onion family. It's actually from various places in Gemara, it comes out that it's very sharp and not really edible when it's raw. And Shabbos, for example, talks about that according to the Chum, it's muktzah to move it on Shabbos if it's raw and you can't eat it. The Rosh Hashanah says you can because you can feed it to ravens. It's a plant from that family. Shum, garlic, rabbitsolim, and onions. So that's chasiyos. And all of those are davar she'ein zarei kala. All of those are things that you plant the original bulb and it keeps on growing larger and larger, and the original bulb never disintegrates.
Like the
onion. So therefore, that has to be the case we're talking about. Okay, the Gemara asks, still the Dimel B'Meduchanin, just like we said on Amud Aleph, maybe we're talking about where they were crushed before you planted them. The answer is, come on, Choshed Al Shvi'is Katani. We're talking about somebody who, Reb Shimon Elazar is talking about somebody who's Choshed, who's suspect of taking Shemitah fruit and replanting it after Shemitah. He's not going to go to the trouble of crushing them in order to partially be Megatol them. No, he's going to plant them in their original state. Okay, the Dimel B'Tarubis. Fine, but maybe you're talking about a case just where you're not talking about. Let's say maybe fine when the original chasiyos maybe are also to eat. Only we're saying if they got mixed up with other chasiyos, you got some of these onions got mixed up with other onions that you had at home, then you would be allowed to eat the tarubis because it would be bottled. But how do you know that it means that it's bottled within the actual onion itself? You have a part from Shemitah and a part from after Shemitah. How do we know that works? The answer is Hamanakish Katani, because the Mishnah, the Braitha rather, it started out with the case Hamanakish, where you're pulling out the plants and it's talking you eating right there on the spot. So there's no mixtures involved. It has to be that we're talking about that the actual plant itself that you just pulled out of the ground, you're allowed to eat. There you have a perfect example of Gedulei Hetzer, Malon Ezer. Of Gedulei Hetzer, Malon Ezer.
There's no mixture.
That's the thing. What we're saying is, well, there's a mixture.
Each one of them separately?
Yeah, you know, so you have, there's a row of onions over here. You're going through, you're working with the Yisrael HaChoshed Al HaShviyis. You're working with the Yisrael HaChoshed Al HaShviyis. You're looking, okay, this plant is good. This one needs to be pulled out to give more room for that one. What we're saying is, when you pull that one out, you can eat it right there on the spot. And we're not worried about the Shemitah problem. Why? Because there's a part of it that grew during Shemitah, which has Kedushas Shemitah, but there's another part that grew afterwards, and that cancels it out. So there you go. Gedulei Hetzer Malon Ezer. So since we've disposed of all the other possibilities, it can't be Meduchanin, and it can't be where it's just mixed up. It has to be. It's the actual one itself. Then there you go. That's not the final thing so far, but so far we seem to finally have found an answer for Yishmael Ishpayama's original question. Okay, so now the Gemara says, well then if we have a Braisa that says this, well then yesterday we quoted a statement from Rabbi Yochanan about a case of a branch from a tree that was still Orla, that had Orla fruit on it, and we said you graft it onto a more mature tree, but the fruit remains also forever. And we have the case of Rabbi Yonasan, we have the case of an onion that was planted in a vineyard, which then became Kalaya Kerem, and even though the vineyard afterwards was uprooted, the onion stayed Osir. So there, and according to both of them, in other words, you're not saying that Gedulei Hetzer Malon Ezer, you say that the Gedulim become Osir, just like the Kor. Well, now that we have a Braisa that seems to contradict that, then how do we answer what they say? It seems to contradict what they say. But you know what? You could argue, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan could argue, Shmita is different. Because the whole issur of Shvi'is comes automatically through the karka. Namely, the other issurim that they were talking about, Orla is something that the issur is not related to the karka specifically. It's related to the fact that the tree is less than 3 years old. Once that same tree planted in the same karka becomes 3 years old, it'll become mutter.
Kalayim is,
of course, it has to be that you planted, but it's something that you did. You planted the onion, you planted the onion in the vineyard. As opposed to Shvi'is, it becomes also through the karka automatically, Rosh Hashanah of Shvi'is comes automatically, everything that grows in the karka during that year is also. Rosh Hashanah of the following year comes, automatically everything from then on becomes mutter. As opposed to Orla, as opposed to Orla and Kalaya Kerem, which are a different category of Isser. So therefore, b'telos anami ayde karka. So therefore, it can be bottled also by being in the ground. Yes, you could argue, in other words, that when it comes to Orla, you're going to say that the little tiny fruit which was Orla and which was Osir does not become mutter when you attached it to a larger tree, because that's involving something that you're doing. So you can't say that the gedulei heter from the fact that it's now attached to the larger tree are going to make it mutter. Wow. Same thing with the onion in Kalaya Kerem. The fact that you uprooted, the fact that you made the onion also to begin with by planting it there. You now are trying to make it mutter by uprooting the vineyard. That doesn't work. Shmita, that was an automatic thing. Ayde karka. So yes, if it can become usher by you have an onion growing in the karka and automatically it becomes usher with kedusha shviyas once shmita hit. Well, by the same logic, it can automatically become mutter once shmita is over and continues growing in the eighth year. You can argue then.
Don't distinguish between what has grown during Shvi.
Well, that's what we're saying. We're saying Gedulei Heter Malanus Iser. We're saying that even that what grows during the eighth year cancels out what grew in the seventh year, and therefore everything becomes mutter. That was the point from this Braisa of Hamanakesh. So that answers Rabbi Shmuel. That answers Yishmael Ishfayama's original question. We can't use that to disprove Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonasan's cases. I mean, about Orla and about Kalaya Kerem, because those are a different type of Isser. Okay, fine, how about the case of Meiser? Meiser becomes Osir by being planted in the ground. Automatically, once something starts growing on the face of it, it's Chayav and Meiser. But it doesn't become bottle in the karka. The Tanya, as we learned in Braisa, litra meiser tevel shazara b'karka. If you have meiser tevel, namely meiser rishon, with the levi is supposed to take out of the meiser rishon, he's supposed to take out trumas meiser to give to the kohen. Until he does that, that meiser itself is tevel for him. It's also for him to eat. Same way, a regular pile of grain is also for the Yisrael to eat. So truma and meiser are taken out. So this levi takes this meiser rishon that he had received. Before, without separating Trumas Meiser from it, he goes and plants it. Vishbicha, where he's not supposed to do that, but he did. Vishbicha, and now it improved. It grew much more. Vahare to Esther Litra. And now, instead of 1 litra, he has 10 litra. Chayevis v'maiser v'shvias. So now, that it's going to be Chayev in Meiser, named Trumas Meiser, and it's going to be Chayev in Shmita. V'oysel Litra, ma'aser leva, ma'kamacha l'fi cheshben. And what do you do? The original litra that you planted, which still all this time is going to be is chayiv in trumas meiser, you can't take trumas meiser out of the whole 10 litrin because they have different levels. They have different levels of chiyuv because what grew afterwards is
you have what grew this year and what grew last year. You can't take meiser from 1 year's growth on another.
So the original litra, you still have to give meiser for it, but it belongs to last year. You can't take out from the current year's 10 litra. Therefore, you have to find other fruit from last year and take out meiser from it, lefi cheshbon.
And what, and just leave that alone? You cannot use it?
No, you give that meiser to the kohen, as usual.
The ten litras are chayev in meiser,
namely, in other words, they're chayev in meiser rishon as well. So from them, you can take out from themselves. You can take your 10 litra, 9 litra of which grew this year. The Zarashi explains it. The 9 litra of which grew this year, and you take out 9/10 of a litra and give that to the kohen, and that covers all the gedulim. But you still have to give meiser for the original part.
Right.
And that what you do is you have to do mimokamacha. You have to find some other produce of that type and take out meiser from that. Lufi cheshbon.
So
according.
This produce we didn't get.
No, that's because you can have you
compensate.
Yeah, you can
exchange.
So therefore, so you see from that, therefore, that in the case of meiser, we're not saying it's bottle. We don't say that gedulim are mala the original iser, and that everything should have the same level of chiyu. We don't say that. And on the face of it, meiser is also something that depends on the karka, but it's not bottle through the karka.
Amri, so they answered, there is a difference. Maiser digun hu dekor garim lei. Actually, no. What makes something chayev in maiser, not actually just the fact that it was planted or harvest. Digun is when you make it into dagon. We learned the other day that dagon is anything that you heap up in a pile after you harvest it. What makes something chayev, what makes grain, for example, chayev in maiser, only the fact, not when it grows, not even actually when you pick it. So it's not ayudei karka. It, again, requires a maaser of your own. It requires that you take it and pile it up, and in the case of grain, smooth out the pile. So therefore, so yes, it's not something that happens ayudei karka automatically. So yes, therefore, you could still argue that that's more in the category of like kalaya kerem and erla, and not so much in the category of shvi.
Because it's automatic. Because
not automatic. We still have time, so I want to go further on the Amud because we need to get a little ahead of ourselves. We're going to be missing Tisha B'Av. Mosif Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama asks a question on who is this question on? The Ran says that his question is on the statement that we quoted that we quoted before. On the statement of Rabbi Yanai that we quoted near the beginning of the sugya. That said, you had an onion of truma that you replanted, and we said that then it grows more. So then the whole thing becomes mutter. You're allowed now. Anybody's allowed to eat it. It's not considered truma anymore. So now finally we bring back in our Mishnah to go against that. Or other before I should say that the question is more generally on this whole discussion that we see that there's a difference we've been talking all this time. Then we're saying that in certain cases the gedulim are mala the ikker, that the gedulim are mutter and therefore the ikker is mutter as well, and in some cases not. How does that fit with our Mishnah? Our Mishnah had said koinam peiros se'elu alai. Somebody says koinam on these fruits on me. Koinim hein alpi, or they're koinim for my mouth, koinim on my mouth, koinim in lifi, or they're koinim for my mouth. Also the chilufayet of gedulei, and then we say they're also you also to have to eat the exchange for them, and you also to eat the growth of them. And the Mishnah continued, shani oichol v'shani toyim. If he said that I'm going to eat that I'm also to eat them or I'm also to taste them, mutter b'chilufayet of gedulei, and then he's mutter in the exchange or in the growth. The dover shazari kala, only if it's something where the seeds disintegrate in the ground, like wheat or whatever. Abu dover shain zari kala, but things where the seeds don't disintegrate, like onions, after the gedula nasurin, and even the gedula no author. So what are you telling me this whole time that you have cases where the gedulim are mala the iser, where they cancel out the iser? Here we see on the contrary, because the original onion that you made a neder from is also even the gedulim, even you took that onion and it grew and replanted it and it grew, and we're saying not only that also, but even you took that onion and replanted it and it grew even more, that it's still also. So how does that fit with everything we've been talking about until now? Amar Abba, shiny koinam. It's different in the case of a koinam. Hoyovi boy mitchel alayo, because when it comes to a koinam, when it comes to a nether, you're able to be matel nether. Havalu kadavah sheyesh lematirin. Therefore, it's like a davah sheyesh lematirin. The ain bottle beroyv. So therefore, that's different. So it's actually not bottle beroyv. Remember, we had at the beginning of today's discussion, we had that whole braisa between the whole discussion between Shimon and the Chachamim. That davah sheyesh lematirin is never bottle. Davah sheein lematirin can be bottle. In the case of a neder, davar sheyesh lematirin, because you're able to be matur neder. Therefore, yes, we should say that in that case, the gedulim are not the gedulim don't the whole thing remains osur, even the gedulim, because it will be matur neder. Not like, for example, the case of shemitah, where again after the zman abir it's osur forever if it's considered shemitah fruit. So there's no comparison. And similarly, and also by that token, then therefore, when Rabbi Yanai had mentioned the case of an onion of truma that you planted, same idea. Truma is not considered davar sheyesh lematirin. It's always also to a kohen. I mean, it's always also to Israel. Yeah. In Balta Beroi, so therefore it's not Balta Beroi. Okay, the question is, are it Truma? What about Taka, the case of Truma? Diboy Mitchell Allah. The fact is, if you declare fruit to be Truma, you're able to be Matur Neder afterwards. You're able to have that cancelled. What happens then is, still, you're still going to be Chayiv in Truma and Meiser. No, it's not still Truma. What happens is, this particular produce, if you can't, if you had a pile of grain, and you took this particular bushel and declared it Truma, you're able to be Matur Neder. What now happens is everything goes back to being tevel. It is also to eat, because you can't eat tevel. Fine, but it's tevel, it's also to eat. But you can pick something else now and take it as truma. At least it lost its status as truma. But here we're talking about truma. Truma is not quite the same as hekdesh. It has some sort of kedusha, but yeah, you're still able to. Yeah. Truma, the boy Mitchell Allah, Ubat Liberoiv, and yet we see that Truma can be Bot Liberoiv. Now, the Gemara is actually not going to go back to what Rabbi Yannai said before about the onion of Truma, because, and the reason is, the Ram says, because the Gemara is going to talk about soon, there are cases where we could argue that Truma, you're not able to be Matur Neder on. We're going to get to those in a minute. But for the time. But there are cases where you can. So therefore, the Gemara is going to ask from a different case, from a different Mishnah, where on the face of it, it doesn't seem like it would be one of those cases. So let's learn the case. The Tnan, we learn in a Mishnah, if a saw of truma which is tome falls into less than 100 of saw of cholin. Now, if it fell into 100, as the Gemara is going to say in a second, then it'll be bottle. But if it's less than 100, it can't be bottled. Because it's truma tzmeya, it's also even for a kohen to eat it. Therefore, you have to leave it to rot. Now, the reason is, nobody can eat it because it's truma tzmeya. Theoretically now, a kohen is allowed to burn truma tzmeya, so theoretically he should be allowed to take this whole mixture and keep it for firewood. The Ran quotes from Gemara and Pesachim that we don't allow that in this case because since we're talking a very large volume, which is going to be usur, we're concerned if you're going to keep that large amount around, you may end up eating some of it. May left a small amount of truma tzmeya, fine, you'll use it as firewood shortly enough. But if it's a lot like this, then no. So therefore we say you should leave it to rot. Hola mea tala, which implies that if it fell into 100 times as much chulin, now even though it's truma tzmeya, which is usur for anybody to eat, nevertheless, we say it can be bottled. Tala literally means you take it out, because what you do in that case is you take out one saw from the mixture and give that to the kohen in lieu of the original truma. Truma, you see, now on the face of it, truma, you're able to be matur neder. Therefore, it should be considered java shiesh lematurin, because on the face of it, if you had wanted, you could have gone and be matur neder, the fact that you originally declared the saw that fell in to be truma. You're able to be matur neder, therefore it should be davar shiesh lematurin, yet we see it can be bottle on 100. The answer is, Amri, they answered, but truma b'yad koyen askinen. No, you know what we're talking about over here? We're talking about that the truma is already in the hands of the koyen. Once the koyen already got it, delay matzal mitchell Allah, it's already too late to be matur neder about it. A few different reasons.
Before the koyen gets it,
maybe you could, yeah. So why Taka wouldn't you be able to be Matur Neder once the Kohen got it? There's a few different reasons that Mefarshim should give. One of them being that once you already did a Maisa and gave it to the Kohen, then you can't be Mevakal by means of Ataras Nedarim. This has an interesting implication, by the way, in Halacha. There's a smooth thing in Halacha that it talks about. If you made a Neder to give a certain amount of money to Tzedakah, then you can be Matur Neder. It's just like any other Neder, you can be Matur Neder. But once you already gave the money to the Gabbai Tzedakah, you can't. Same logic as here. Okay, I'm going to ask the Hachi Ema Sefer. What do you mean you're talking about the case where the saw of Tommy Truma was already in the hands of the Kohen? Look at the end of the Mishnah. Imhois Tehora, if instead of Truma Tmeya, it was instead Truma Tehora, which then a Kohen is allowed to eat, Timocha Le Kohen, then you don't have to, you don't have to let it rot, obviously. What you do is, if it fell into less than 100, or even if it fell into more than 100, sell the whole thing to a kohen. Well, minus the value of that one saw. So obviously, we're talking about it's in the hands of a Yisrael, not the hands of a kohen. Ella, so no, let's answer Yisrael Shenachu Lebeis Avi Imai, Koyen Askinan. No, but the fine, we could be talking about a case where this Yisrael inherited the Truma, namely his grandfather, his mother's father was a Koyen, he inherited it from him through his mother, so he's also to eat it because he's Yisrael, but he comes by it honestly. Again, though, it was in the hands of a Koyen, because it originally was given to his grandfather, the Koyen, by some other Yisrael. Therefore, again, it's too late to be master. There's no nether to be master. It already came to him as Truma, yeah. Why? The end of the Mishnah says that you sell the whole mixture to the Kohen minus the value of that one saw. If he inherited it, if even the Truma belongs to him, then he should be entitled to sell anything. So it has to be. It's talking about it as his own Truma that he designated. Well, then why can't he be Matzah Neder on it? Ella, Ema, no. So rather we should say as follows. Bishleim Karnamis Mitzvali Chuli Aleim. So no, rather, let's say it like this. It's true, you could be Matzah Neder when it comes to Truma. The difference is, though, Karnamis, it's a mitzvah to be Matzah Neder. Mishum de Rav Nassim, based on what Rav Nassim says, the Amar Rav Nassim, we had this earlier in the Masechta, Kol Amnoidu Ki Lebonah Bama, anybody who makes a Neder is as if he built a Bama at a time when Bama is so awesome, Vamakaima Ki Lemakdir Aleha, and somebody who fulfills his Neder, rather than being Matzah Neder, is as if he brought a carbon on it. The comparison we learned before, the Ran had said, the comparison is a person builds a bama and brings a korban, he thinks he's doing a mitzvah, but really he's not. On the other hand, truma, my mitzvah is surely Allah. When it comes to truma, there's no mitzvah to be matzah neder for it. So therefore, that's the difference. Yes, you could be matzah neder for both, but a neder, we expect you're going to be matzah neder. Truma, we don't expect that you're going through, therefore there's going to be that difference. That when it comes to a neder, we would say that it's davar sheyesh lematirin. Truma, we will not call davar sheyesh lematirin. Theoretically, yes, there is a heter, but in practice, it's not likely to happen.
Are you still there?